honored to meet you, and I'm a member of the committee, and give you my appreciation for your service. And that's the we'll give you all the support you can have, and we can give you the support, if you want the support here is of us. As John knows, we will take the responsibility along the entire system.
Well, it's fair, yeah, because my business friends are quite concerned about the economic situation, and they're very anxious to help you hold the line on this budget, all those quarters, 73 and 74, so it wasn't any trouble with getting a good group to join up. In fact, we'll get a good many more. We've been talking about this among ourselves, and then I got in touch with Bill here, so it was very helpful. I think we're going to,
you talked to me about it. Glad you took the assignment. I had all this stuff to do with the college and some of the things.
Well, I think this is an important job.
What is?
I hope we can do something to help out here. We're going to try and work with some people up on the hill, do some advertising, see if we can get some groups out of the country to back us up. But I think that's a good deal of sentiment in support of what you're trying to do here. The trouble is, you know, that everybody who gets cut, they're the ones that raise the fuss.
My particular interest is trying to get the people who are really nothing but demagogues who work and have done a lousy job, but they blame you for cutting the poor people, for instance, when it's really, it's demagogues and it's law.
Well, I mean, they can use some firming up their backbone by knowing that there's somebody out there supporting the effort to hold the line. Second, say, get some public opinion on the country editorials. I will back it depending upon your name. But in many instances, what can affect a man the most is to have somebody who's a hell of a big contributor or supporter from his town or state or district, frankly, ride the hell out of it. You not agree with that, Joe? In other words, the guy, don't overlook that. That's the point. Because
you see,
the male thing
is
that. A lot of guys have come down to leadership meetings that you can't get so much mail from people that want me to restore REA or REAP or some of the doggone thing, and I'm not getting any mail that want me to kill it. Of course they aren't getting any mail that want me to kill anything. If the issue is, do you favor more money for the elderly, more money for farmers, or more money for poor people, or more money for rich people, or whatever the case is, maybe not rich, whatever that. They'll say yes, but if you say, are you willing to pay more taxes in order to provide more for this or more for that, they will say no. So the issue must be taxes increase, and it must be price increase, of course, rather than what we're cutting. The other thing, of course, which you're keenly aware of is this is no austerity budget. My God, it's $1,850 bigger.
Well, that has to be added.
I just say that it's bigger than last time, and also it is not a balanced budget by traditional terms. It's a full employment balance, which you were all thought was a hell of a bad thing in our day.
Right.
And it's a big budget. Take your cities and the rest of the developments, whatever you want, for the poor, for the elderly, for the veterans, and so forth. The amounts are up. The question is, how much of it?
Well, it's up 38% per year, and that's
right.
As much as we can possibly afford.
Right. And of course, the unkindest thing you could do to the poor is to raise their prices. We're talking wicked on that. All this will do will accelerate when you've already got a price movement in this direction. If we have an expansion, the Congress starts breaking the budget by overriding vetoes and that sort of thing, then all hell will be loose on the equation right now.
Well, it's all good.
county set up with me. If time is appropriate, showing more than you've got. I mean, for example, you can't see that the death of him, you know. Or it isn't the death of him, it's the legal thing here. What we can do here is to exceed the tax limit. And we go beyond a certain point, it's going to be either higher taxes or higher prices. I think there's a strong case that can be made, but it's got to be made on the ground. If you want to avoid higher taxes, we're a poor suffering taxpayer, or we're a consumer, it's really about his prices. We're the guy that's got a job, that's not going to lose that job because it's purely fiscal policy. But also, that we are dead and compassionate for the poor folks and the rest. We've got the, for the hungry, the amounts for domestic purposes that are double what they were 4 years ago.
It's me that I can talk about that.
You're the guy that can do it. Yeah, because we really, really are. I mean, they'll say, well, what about this or that or the other thing? You get down to specifics and I'll say, well, what about the amount for, if you get down on the health, you know, who's the dean of the, not the dean, but the professor at Stanford, the dean spoke very well on it. Medical school says, oh, we're coming harder than ever, not true at all. With our cancer burden, our heart burden, that's worse spending more for health than it's ever been spent. What he's squealing about is that we have cut down these huge grants to the universities here, where they, you know, rather than the kids get.
There's a good sideline on that. We talked with one of the professors over there the other day, and they say it's a result of cutting back. And now I will spend more time teaching, which I should have been doing.
Sure, rather than our research. That's really a good point, which I think is very important. I don't know, John, what you can have on our list. You, it's true. You should be our compassionate. Why are we going to keep it back? I did. The head of that day from you run. The other point is so good. And also with the business of compassion. Let's take, for example, a program in Lawrenceville about the community action. Let me start again. Let's take OEO. Many say we are beating the poverty program. And a lot of people work for that. I mean, we're a lot of cancer. Their point is look what we've done to them. We're beating the poverty program. We're taking manpower training, which was a good program. We stuck it over to the labor and putting more into it than before. That's part of that was part of OEO. And we're taking, for example, Head Start program, which was a part of the wheel, and putting it in HEW where it belongs, and putting more in it. Now, the Community Action Program, which was also part of the wheel, we are not funded, and it's in recent work. We spent $2.4 billion on community action since it was set up. Really, what happened to that $2.4 billion? That's supposed to help programs. 85% of that went to the bureaucrats. Now, remember the trickle down that I used to talk about in this recipe? What they're against is the trickle-down theory of government, where the money trickles down through layer after layer of bureaucracy, so down below the poor folks get just a little bit. And that's what we want to do. We want to have programs that will more directly help the cities and the counties and the poor and the rest. And that's why community action is not being funded. It allows more to work for the rest, but that's the answer.
I'm going to say it because the press really gives voice only to the OEO guy. It makes the thing being limited. And I don't understand that he's being limited. I don't know if he's helping them.
We're having a summer youth program now, so which is not here
right now. There's a big public relations are on the medical, but it's all over this. What necessary public relations things for?
Yeah, now the summer youth program, of course, has a good deal of support.
Something going to be announced today. We're going to, on a transition basis, we're not going to fund it at the same amount as last year, maybe because it isn't that much needed. But they're putting about $400 million into it as a transition. See, if the Congress could get off its tail and pass our community development revenue sharing bill, then the cities would have the money if they wanted to put it in that program. They have. So pending the passage and action of the Congress on so-called special revenue sharing, is being funded. That answers on the chart.
And Richardson, be sure he gets a good military company. You know, he has a very good summer program sponsored by DOD with lots of resources and things. There isn't very much anything to write about.
Let me say a word that you brought up military, but this is a real number question.
will you run into, Jim?
We'll tell you. They'll say, now look here, we're 1300, that's good, and our ceiling, we want to bust the network, for 73 network, or 268.7 ceiling, for 19, etc. Well, there's no argument about that. The argument they will say is about priorities. And then they'll say, what we think is that now that we've had the meeting with the Russians, the meeting with the Chinese, and the peace in Vietnam, at least in the last Americans will be on the hand of the Biden first of next week, so we're sort of. But we've thus covered military budget for $10 billion and put it into the problem to the poor and cities and the rest. And we say that first, at the present time, the military budget is at the rate of the air to be it cannot be cut through. Oh, how much we're taking here, how many dollars. But in terms of the military budget and our programs, if we cut it any further, it is to make further progress with the Russians in mutually eliminating arms to beat on the two. Because if, as some stupid Republicans in the House prevail, where they said, let's have a moratorium on the development of Trident and some of these other things until we see how the talks with the Russians come out. We heard that same jackassery, John, a year ago. If you had ever passed a moratorium on our, on what we were doing on APM and other areas, we would have never gotten the Russians to let what they were doing. Now, we have to realize that in this movie, we're in a very precarious position. We're dealing with the Russians on now a permanent freeze on offensive weapons, not just a temporary one. The last one was the Christmas round. These negotiations will be taking place sometime this summer with Russia. He'll be sitting here, I'll be sitting here. Now, if he's sitting here, they're building like crazy. Because of my reasons, they want to be damn sure that they are frozen to them. You know, they're low. Now, if the United States, before this, says in effect, the Congress says, we're going to cut our military budget by $10 billion, what in the world do I have to offer him in order to get him to come out? He isn't interested in equality. He isn't interested in goodwill. He's interested in making a deal which he's made ahead. Now, as long, on the other hand, he is interested. He is interested in not getting into a race nobody can win. But unless we let him know we'll run, he will not be interested in stopping the race. If he figures that he's going to continue to run and we're going to drop out, look, forget it. We can't even buy them. Now you take MPFR, that's it, they could take the NATO then. Nothing is more unpopular at the present than troops in Europe. The Germans want to throw them out. We all understand. And they've been there too damn long, so we should come down and go. But when Aaron Thompson says, let's take 200 or 300,000 out of Europe right away, we took what that does to another initiative that we had underway. Late this fall, we are going to have a negotiation with the whole Eastern Pact, Europe, the Warsaw Pact, and the NATO. For what any of our mutual balance force reduction. Those talks are starting now. If the United States, before those talks begin, said the Congress says, we're going to cut our forces by 200,000. NATO will go on round. The Warsaw Pact countries will say, thank you very much. We have others to talk about it. And there you are. You have an imbalance. Now, really, the way this case has got to be made in national security terms is this. Does a strong United States threaten the peace of the world? The answer is no. Does it threaten anybody's freedom? The answer is no. However, does a strong Soviet Union, stronger than the U.S., is it a guarantee of peace or a guarantee of freedom of the world? The answer is no. The moment you have a situation where the United States allows the Soviet Union to be in a dominant position militarily, then peace and freedom are in jeopardy. The moment that communist Europe is stronger than free Europe, then the possibility of free Europe, which the president is having this problem, I think he's taking up, the possibility of that surviving is down. Now, the argument for
We've talked to the Chinese. We've begun to talk to the Soviet. We've got to get to the... Now, we must have been done. We talked to the Russian. Now, the point is, we must have been doing something right. How did we get where we did? Well, we got where we did by being strong. Stronger. And I say, on the other hand, we'll negotiate redemption. But we'll never do it in the latter. Now, if you've got a game plan that has worked up to this point, don't change it. So, let us have the talks with the Russians, and let us have the talks with the others, and then see if we can negotiate a reduction of troops in Europe. You may be able to, and negotiate a permanent freeze on offensive weapons. That's the choice. If, on the other hand, the unilateral disarmers, in the name of peace, say, oh, but for the, just to prove that we're for peace, we're not for peace, let's just cut it, let's slice it. If that happens, they will torpedo the best chance to limit arms that we've had since the end of World War II. Now that's where it is at the moment. And that's something there's nothing in that which you can give on.
I think we're going to have pretty good support.
Do you really want
to make nice work of the country?
Hey, country, the Congress is very disturbing to me at the oil and the money. They want to find a way to, you know, to get there and profit.
There was a nation that we're not just going to last year and the year before. But I think there's a great deal of recognition of the country that you were able to put to death in with all the relations with China and the Soviet Union. The drugs were strong. I think that's
and would never happen unless we live on it.
Well, Mr. President, you're
saying anything that we had. Paris would seriously consider scuttling all the potential opportunities that are yet being on the way and putting some limitation on it. Why scuttle?
That's right.
And really, that's what they're talking for. But if you can't believe that they seriously, responsibly would even consider that.
Or they realize it. And the other thing to do is this. If they're thinking of peace, you've got to put it in the context of when is the world more peaceful? Would the Russia stronger or us stronger? Well, the present time is evil. And that's the reason's end. But I mean, to be damn sure that the day the Soviet Union is stronger than any other nation in the world, this world is in serious danger. Not because they're going to blow up the world, but because they want it.
And that's so everything that was written on the annihilation we found for that story, just as you told it here, to be presented in some fashion to the great mass of the American people. I think they support it. Dave, there's no question if it's explained. But I don't think they see the point, and you do have this pressure. And I think one of the things is that you get into in this operation that we're in to try to hold this line, is you get us all arguing on the proper priority.
Yeah.
We've got to kind of avoid that in the sense that if there are responsible other priorities that are within the still keeping this groundwork, well, okay, but you don't damn well there isn't any other responsibles really. You know,
we didn't.
And they can't.
We don't want to cut it.
Nobody's going to come up.
We'd rather just give everybody the dough.
We don't have it. And nobody's going to come up with an alternative. The fact of life, you know, you're taking care of the basic problem.
Well, we're going to
need to understand that. That's the danger that we don't understand. And particularly, you get the poor right about that they don't understand.
Well, there are little adjustments that want to help people. So they get the money for the arts and so forth or something else. I mean, what the devil?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, you have the situation of taking the NATO thing on the mission.
When people say there'll be a great, well, they say it to her, one, the United States will save money, and two, contribute to peace and lessening. Our forces. The point is, reducing our forces, what is the less attention is that they reduce theirs.
Okay.
That's the threat. Ours is not. And how are we going to do that? We need a lever. And the lever is ours. And we are going to use it on these clowns.
My good God, I think somebody has to present this one. I don't know anybody but the president can do it.
I'll tell you one area where you can, where you have a great deal of support to. There's one place where our Jewish friends will usually be quite liberal, you know. But there's one thing they're terrified about, and that's the Middle East.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that you've got this budget
forget it, sir. It'll
like that. You got no plea? And they know it. That's one thing. That's very strong argument with that.
Very strong argument.
Well, anyway, Will, I'll try to help all I can.
Charge.
Charge.
I know.
That's expert in the country.